Hey, Real Talk on Relay. It's a tool that takes your project notes and generates a complete client handoff package in about 12 minutes, covering asset inventories, usage guides, maintenance playbooks, and support terms, so the project ends as professionally as it started. The buyer I see here is a freelance web designer, probably 3 to 7 years in, charging somewhere between $4,000 and $8,000 a site. She's good at her work. Her clients love her during the project. But every ending is the same: a Dropbox link, a here you go, and then 2 weeks later, a message asking which file is the final version. She knows the handoff is weak. She just doesn't want to spend 4 unbillable hours writing docs on a project she's already mentally closed. The page calls that out directly, and it's real. The math without a source signal is honestly speculative, but let's run it. Say $29 a month, 10 projects a year per user, 100 paying designers at launch. That's about $34,800 ARR. Not transformative, but not nothing. The ceiling gets more interesting if agencies adopt it, because agencies wrap 5 or 10 projects a month and have real institutional pain around that maintenance falls through the cracks problem. 500 paying users gets you to $174K ARR, which is a real lifestyle business. The one reason it could work is the referral hook. The page claims 4.8x more referrals, and whether that number is validated or not, the logic underneath it is sound. The best moment to earn a referral is right at handoff, when the client is most impressed. A polished package with a proper maintenance playbook is something a client actually shows a business owner friend. That's a specific, believable mechanism, not a vague promise. Here is the ugly part, though. Notion templates and a well-organized Google Doc already solve this for designers who are disciplined enough to care about their handoffs. The ones who aren't disciplined, the ones sending the Dropbox link and moving on, are often not the people who will pay for a tool to stop doing that. Behavior change is genuinely hard to monetize. And AI-generated documentation has a trust problem right now because the output tends to read like AI wrote it, which clients notice. That's a real ceiling on perceived quality. I'd ask 3 real prospects before another hour of building.